The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
If you are glad to see this Resurrection Sunday, this Easter Sunday, lift up your two hands and shout hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands before the Most High God and once again bless His name for life, the gift of life. Bless Him for the gift of salvation. Lord, send me a word today. Ask Him to send a word into your life this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lord Jesus, we thank you again today for the reality of resurrection in our lives. Thank you for the evidence of your resurrection in our lives. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that is a proof that you really rose and ascended to heaven. Blessed be your name. Lord, send each one's word in his direction this morning. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let everyone return from this service with a definite touch from you. Let each one return home today with a resurrection order of testimony in his life. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. For a most impactful youth camp that's taking place across the nation, give the Lord a big shout of hallelujah. Amen. Please give the Lord a big hand and take your seat. Thank you, Jesus. The good news this morning is that the graves are opened. No one must remain in the pit we are in is no water. Your dream of escape is established and fulfilled this morning. Whatever shut you in must give up on you today. Whatever may have shut you in till now has no choice but give up on you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. We open to the book of Matthew chapter 27. Verse 50 beginning, and Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The gateway to God's presence was open. The gateway to revelation was open. The Holy of Holies is the habitation of the Most High God. And inside the Holy of Holies are the tables of the covenant, and the golden pot with manna on the inside, and the rod of Aaron that budded. The gateway to unlimited revelation was opened, and the earth did quake by it, and the rocks rent. You know, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And the Bible says, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. That is the core of resurrection. After the fall of man, humanity was shut up in the grave. Because the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And until the one that shut them up in the grave is conquered, they can't come out. And then Jesus went down to the region of death and bruised the head of the serpent according to God's agenda, and took the keys of him. I'm he that was dead, but now I'm alive, and I live forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and of death. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. So it is illegal for you to remain in the grave, because the price for your escape has been fully paid. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and confirmed to us by them that heard him? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. The price, the full price for your escape has been fully paid. It is illegal for you to remain in the grave. So whatever grave has shut you in, either to the good news of resurrection is that you are coming out today. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. When Jesus rose from the dead, the Bible said he raised us up together with him. That's the drama we saw in that chapter 27 of Matthew. He did not just rise from the grave. He raised us up together with him and made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. Please listen to this very carefully. This is the very core of resurrection message. This is the good news of resurrection. He did not only rise from the grave, he raised you and I up with him. He raised us up together with him and made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. So our position changed by his resurrection. The mystery behind resurrection is the translation of the saints from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his own dear son. No Nigerian police can arrest me in London. As soon as I leave the territory of Nigeria, it becomes illegal for the law enforcement agencies in Nigeria to have power over me. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. But rejoice, ye heavens, and they that dwell in them. There are people dwelling in heavenly places right now. And in heaven, Satan is not permitted to prevail. He said there was war in heaven. Satan fought and his angels. And the devil fought, and Michael fought and his angels. And the devil prevailed not. The devil is not permitted to prevail in heaven where you are seated. Resurrection took you from the earth and repositioned you in heaven where the devil cannot prevail. Revelation chapter 12, beginning from verse 7. That's the word of the Lord. The good news of resurrection is that you are no longer where you used to be. You now belong to an heavenly family. You live in the heavenly places, and no matter the intensity of the war in the heavenly places, the devil is not permitted to prevail. He has no capacity to prevail. You live in heaven with God, who dwells in the light that no man can approach unto. How would darkness survive there? Darkness has no power to even contest. Please listen to me. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is all about kingdom realities. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is kingdom realities. You have been translated. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. I'm talking to students of the world, so I may not go over all of them again. He said you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his own dear son. In heavenly places where his dear son is seated. Seated at the right hand of majesty on high. That's where you are. Satan has no capacity to prevail where you are. What is in resurrection for me? In resurrection lies your translation. Every child of God is a heavenly being on an earthly mission. Every child of God is an heavenly being only on a mission on the earth. So you are a peculiar people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are chosen to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Heaven is the spiritual garden of Eden, from where Adam was driven out. It's a lack-free zone. Heaven is a lack-free zone. Everything is abundantly provided for. The Bible talks about he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. That's the kingdom to which you belong. The dust and the moth cannot eat up the treasures in that heaven. There is no economic collapse. There is no meltdown. There is no economic recession. They don't talk about economic depression. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. And the glory of this little house shall be greater than that of the former. And that is the time when there shall be famines in diverse places. He said, you have not seen my glory. Watch my economy, working for the people in my kingdom. That's where we are. I'd like you to get one thing from here. You are only on a mission here. You are a citizen of heaven. You dwell in heaven only on assignment on the earth. You are a human angel on earthly assignment. Your case is different. And he said that place where you are sitting is far above principalities and powers. Far above. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20 and 21. Far above. That's where you are seated. Far above. He said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Far above all that the devil has and all that he may acquire. Far above. That is the mystery of resurrection. That is the mystery of resurrection. Your supernatural change of position that endues you with the forces of dominion. And salvation is your visa into that heaven. And I want you to please take note of this. Without a visa, there are many nations you cannot go to. Without the visa of salvation, you are now not allowed entrance into the heavenly places. Salvation is your visa into that heavenly places, or you'll be struggling on the earth. I wish everybody in church is a member of this heavenly family. No, church has been reduced to a mere human society. Most people in church are merely in religion. Many are worshippers of mammon. Their only reason for sitting down in church is that they may have money. That's why there are many, many victims in the body of Christ. Salvation is not just saying, Lord Jesus, I believe you. As many as received him, to them gave he power. The seed you don't receive cannot germinate, neither can it bear fruit. The reason why many can't bear fruits of the Spirit is that they have not received the seed. They just admire the seed. They just talk about the seed. They just like the seed, but they have not received the seed. He said, whatever is born of God does not sin, because his seed abided in him. 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 This is so important. Salvation is not just saying it, it's receiving it and experiencing it. I wish everybody in church is truly seated in heavenly places. We'll have heaven on earth. I wish every preacher is truly seated in heavenly places. We'll have a revolution. But it's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. There is no point hanging about in church without connecting with God. It's one thing to be around. It's another thing to be in touch. It's one thing to be committed. It's another thing to be connected. There are two different things. The branch cannot bear fruit without the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in him. There is that responsibility for you and I to ensure that we are not just around, we are in touch. That we are not just in church, we are in Christ. That we are not just committed to activities, but we are connected to the vine. Heaven on earth is a reality, but your access begins with the genuineness of your salvation. The genuineness of your salvation. The genuineness of your salvation. There are many people around the airport who have never traveled, but they know every flight and the time and their schedule. Oh, are you here for British Airways? Yes, it's going at 11 o'clock. Oh, you are here for Sabena, that one is going at 6 o'clock. You are here for Lufthansa, it's 9:30. It will arrive Frankfurt, so time. He has all the details but has never seen the inside of a plane. There are many people in church who have never experienced the reality of Christ. What a day that you are in. 40 years ago, I met this man. February 19, 1969. 40 years after, I'm still celebrating the realities of his entrance. You need this. When he enters into you, it shows. It shows. There is no point treating the branches, leaving the root. It will still sprout and grow again. No man can live a godly life without the godly seed in him. Salvation is your visa. Godliness is your residence permit. It's one thing to be a member of a family, it's another thing to abide there. The prodigal son is a member of that family, but he didn't abide. Arrogance, pride sent him out until he was reduced to a pig. It's one thing to have an entrance, it's another thing to have a residence. I believe that this morning, these twofold requirements will be met in everyone's life. Amen. Many of us have had an entrance, but we are yet to secure a residence permit. We need to understand the way to it. The Bible says, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So it's the foundation of your access to the heavenly places. And he said, but let everyone be careful how he builds on it. So you have to build up to abide there. You have to build up a godly life. You have to build up on your spirituality to abide in the heavenly places. And I believe that this morning, the Spirit of God is touching you for a change of story. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. after you are saved, the Bible says the devil has no more dominion over you because you are no longer in his kingdom. He has no more power over you because you have changed position. After you are saved, Satan has no more final say on your matters. God does, and you do. The Bible says, neither flesh nor blood has revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven, and I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. After you are saved, you are endued with the power of choice. Whatever obtains is as allowed by you. That's why he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You have the power of choice after you are saved. Before you are saved, you can make resolution from now till forever. It can't stand. But after you are saved, you are endued with the power of choice. That's why God is coming to judge the believers, because they have the power of choice. Whatsoever happens in your life is as allowed by you. Whatever you truly say no to, heaven will back it up. Because Satan has no more dominion over your life. You are no longer in his kingdom. He has no power to maneuver, manipulate your destiny. Matthew 16 verse 18. And whatever he has said to Peter for confessing him as Lord is what he's saying to you. That means you have the power. You have the power of choice at your disposal. He said, I lay before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. That was prophetic. It's in the figure of things to come. Before that happened, Satan was in charge. The Bible called them the God of this world. Jesus said, the prince of this world came to me and has nothing in me. I'm in charge. I'm from above. I have final say regarding the affairs of my life. And you are from above like Jesus. On an earthly mission, Satan has no final say on any issue of your life. You have the power of choice by virtue of redemption. Salvation has conferred on you the power of choice. Use it this morning. That's the good news of resurrection. He said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and come to the sea, it shall be so. And you shall not doubt in your heart. You shall have it the way you want it. Come and say, have it the way I want it. You shall have it the way you want it. You shall have it the way you want it. Some aspect of your spiritual life is in disarray. Do you want it to continue? No. Then, what is your choice? What's your choice? Because the reason most of us have not enough to show for our redemption is because the requirement has not been met. The Bible said, exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Most of us are over conscious of our material needs without knowing that they have spiritual roots. When your spiritual needs are met, your material needs will be under your command. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Now, there are spiritual blessings loaded in heavenly places, but there are no demands for them. The Bible says, he has blessed us with what? all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's time to become sensitive to your spiritual needs. Your spiritual needs are at the root of all your other needs. When your spiritual needs are met, all your other needs are met supernaturally. He said, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. And the one which is to come. And what resurrection does is to confer on you the power of choice. So whatever obtains in your life is as allowed by you. What you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. What you disallow on earth is allowed in heaven. You are the one to initiate what obtains. This is crucial. This is vital. I'd like you to go with this consciousness this morning. I have been translated from the kingdom of the devil. His laws have no more hold on my life. Neither can his law enforcement agents arrest me anymore. Two, I have been confined with the power of choice. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. It didn't say whosoever. We are using that for the devil. That's not what it means. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Whatsoever you bind on the earth. Not whosoever. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. It is those words that determine your worth. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Some people's lives are ravaged by pride. Some by arrogance. What is killing them is inside them, but they can't see. You have the keys of heaven in your hand to determine the happenings on the earth. He said, and I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. It's time to loose a baptism of godliness on your life. The great stories of the Bible have that as the foundation. Think of Joseph. He said, but I fear God. Joseph prospered as a slave. A slave is a biological property. Properties don't prosper. You can't get to your house now and the number of rooms has increased. Prosperity means enlargement. You can't park your car outside and you get there and it becomes a space bus because your family is large. Or suddenly your car just became a luxurious bus. And you come there and say, so my car is enlarged. Properties don't prosper. But you see, the fear of God is the fertilizer of destiny. There is nowhere it doesn't work. It is a value-added virtue. Anywhere it is, it causes destiny to blossom. Joseph was demoted by the wickedness of hell into the prison. He still flourished in the prison. A prisoner is an object. It's a man of no worth. He has come to the end of his life. But not Joseph. The fear of God, it will make anyone to fly anywhere. Anywhere. The fear of God causes any man to fly anywhere. Joseph had an office. He became a member of the board of prison welfare board as a prisoner. That's what godliness does, which is in your power to determine. It's in your power. Think of Daniel. The word says they purpose in their heart not to defy themselves with the king's rich food. They were captives, but they became captains. The fear of God will fly anywhere, anytime. Captives became captains. Their CV was irrelevant. There were three presidents. I perceive a vice president, the one next to the king, and then perhaps the Senate president, and perhaps the Speaker of the House of Rep. And then Joseph or Daniel was the one preferred among the three. So next to the king was him. He was like the prime minister in the land. They didn't find out which province he came from, what state he came from, what's your birthplace, who is your father and who is your mother. It wasn't necessary. The fear of God will fly anywhere. That's why the devil is combating the life of believers who do not know that they have the power of choice. I'm sure the young people are here who have been going through this youth camp. I went into 7 of those camps the last 2 days. It's awesome. I like you to know you don't have a future without the fear of God. You don't have a future without the fear of God. Godliness is your gateway to greatness. Any day, anytime, anywhere. And that is what resurrection confers on you. The power of choice. The power of choice. New creation makes you a creature of choice. After you are saved, you have the keys to determine what obtains around your life. When you choose it, heaven backs it up. This is the good news this morning. Think of Job, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. I'm talking about the virtues of godliness and the values of godliness, which we are missing. The Bible says he became the greatest of all men in the East. All the graves are open this morning. And I'm sure you can see it. Whatever you don't want is dropping from you in this service. Whatever you choose is following you home from this service. But how can you live a godly life to enjoy the benefits we have talked about? Without the word, it is impossible. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his way? By giving heed thereunto, unto thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. Psalm 119 verse 9 to 11. And John chapter 17 and verse 17. How shall a man live that godly life? The Bible says, building upon yourself upon your most holy faith. Praying what? In the Holy Ghost. Jude, I think, verse 20. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So you commit to prayer and you are clothed with his presence so you can live his kind of life. I strongly want to believe that God is rewriting many destinies out here this morning. I said, God is rewriting many destinies out here this morning. Job was a man of integrity in a corrupt business system. The wife said, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. You don't have to be crooked to get to the top. No, crookedness cuts down destinies. The greatest men in this generation, they are sitting down here this morning. The greatest men and women in their various feats of endeavor are here this morning. And all you need is to know what it takes. The good news is the power of choice has been conferred on you. The power of choice has been conferred on you. The power of choice has been conferred on you. The Holy Ghost was speaking to me and said, people are in need because they don't know what they need. They are what? In need because they don't know what they need. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things that others are dying to get shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you. Hear me, in this time of economic holocaust, only the spiritual can command supernatural supplies. Only what? Only the spiritual can command supernatural supplies. Only the spiritual can command supernatural supplies. Think of Moses. By his hand, God fed 3 million people for 40 years with divine supplies. Manna from heaven. You say, oh, manna, how does it look like? Okay. But you know how water looks like? He was the instrument God used to supply water for 3 million people for 40 years. A rock was following them. Can you imagine you wake up in the morning and the same rock you saw when you left 2 years ago, the same rock, and water is coming out of it. And God testified of his spirituality. There is no man in the class of Moses among God the prophet. I speak to him face to face. He was a spirit in human flesh. Because two can't walk together, said we agreed. When did you speak to your dog last? And you're confiding in your dog. You see, the plan is that I'm building that plot. I don't know if you have any opinion about it. I was thinking of this contractor and that contractor. I have 3 of them. Which one do you want to advise me to? No. Even the white people, the Westerners who sleep with their animals in the same room, there is no opportunity to discuss because they are not in the same class. Two cannot work together and say they be agreed. Moses was a spirit in human flesh. God said, I speak to him as a man speaks to his friend. Moses said, God, show me your face. He said, if you see my face, you die. He said, okay, I'll show you my back. Show me something. I won't let you go. Moses brought 2 tables of stone and God was writing on it. Moses was looking at God's handwriting. Only the spiritual can command supernatural supplies. I want you to understand this. Supernatural supplies is at the command of only the spiritual. Think of Elijah. And the Bible said Elijah was a man like you. He prayed earnestly that it should not rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again and heaven gave rain. James 5, 17 to 18. And then the Bible said this man, Elijah, said to the widow of Zarephath, very simple. Make for me first the pot of flour will never lack and the cruse of oil will never fail. And for 3 years, there was constant supply of flour from heaven according to the word of Elijah. That is the spiritual commanding supernatural supplies. Now hear me. Only the truly spiritual will survive this time. Because heaven's flour will soon be supplied again. Heaven's oil will soon be supplied again. Now think of this anointed guru called Elisha. Elisha told the widow of the prophet, he said, drop a little of the oil you have in every pot you have gathered in your room and shut the door against you. And then all the pots were filled with oil, marketable oil. He said, go ahead, sell in the market. And then pay the debt and live on the rest. It was marketable oil coming from heaven's resource. Now, only the spiritual. Elijah died, they buried him. When they threw a dead body into that grave, it resurrected. Came back to life. That was how spiritual that man was. He had supernatural supplies at his command. At his command. At his command. Then came Jesus, the first begotten from the dead. Make them sit down in 50. Father, I thank you. And baskets of bread and fish began to tumble down from heaven. They opened their eyes. Behold, they had baskets down there in the company of each of them. And they fed practically and had 12 baskets left over at the command of the spiritual. And then I saw currency came down from heaven. Matthew chapter 17 verse 26. They came to them, pay tax or we arrest you, we lock you up. And Jesus said, go to the sea, cast an hook. The first fish that comes out, open the mouth, take the coin, pay them, let's go. This is the time God will distinguish between the spiritual and the carnal. You are either spiritual or carnal, you cannot be neutral. Write it down. You are either spiritual or carnal. You cannot be neutral. You are either spiritual or carnal. You cannot be neutral. You are either spiritual or carnal. You cannot be neutral. And resurrection is your gateway to choose godliness, to embrace spirituality, to excel in your spiritual life, to have a quality spiritual walk with God, and therefore be in command of the affairs of life. Can you imagine Jesus walking on the earth today and being affected by the news of economic meltdown? And the Bible says we have capacity to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ if we choose to. We have the capacity to grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ unto a perfect man if we choose to. That means you and I have capacity to operate at the spiritual frequency of Christ. Our two experiences, which I've shared some times back, there was this woman when we were in Kaduna and had a boutique that would not sell. And the things had been there, and she was bothered. She was a widow. And came down to the office and said, well, I have this challenge. All this stuff in the boutique are just watching me, and I'm watching them. And I said, okay, on our way to the airport, we branch and see you. So we branched to that store, and I touched those cloths there, and I said, cloths, you are not here in a wardrobe. You are here for sale. Go, go, go. Following day, somebody came in from another town and packed and said, how many do you have? Now, if she carried that same virtue in her life, then there will be that turnover on a weekly basis. Because God has a plan to daily load you with his benefit. It's not once in a while. He says, shall follow me all the days of my life. Not that you make a sale today and you don't make another one until 1 month time. And you'll be running from pillar to post, just jumping up and down, finding who you know. My Bible says, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I'd like you to choose godliness today. And the choice of godliness is the choice of greatness. The choice of godliness is the choice of greatness. Joseph the Great had only godliness as an asset. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego only had godliness as asset. The man Job only had godliness as his asset. That's the way it works. And resurrection confers on you the power of choice. It confers on you the power of choice. What obtains in your life is as allowed by you. Whatever you disallow on earth, heaven will disallow it for you. You have the keys in your hand to determine the happenings around your life. You were once an earthly being. You are now an heavenly being. And whatever is from above is above all. You are above everything the devil can muster on this earth. Thank you, Jesus. He said, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit which dwells in you. Romans 8:11. So resurrection quickens your mortal body, causes it to come alive. It mortifies the deeds of the flesh. He said, if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. That is the power of resurrection. I choose this and I see it so by the power of resurrection. Today, in the name of Jesus, my leaking mouth, my unstable character, Because everything that was against you, which is contrary to you, he took it out of the way. He nailed it to his cross. It has no power to hold you bound anymore. Therefore, everything calculated against your spiritual destiny, I curse it today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says you are the salt of the earth, and salt is a requirement by all living beings. Salt is sought after by all. That means you are a man and a woman to be sought after. But he said, if the salt loses its savor, how it shall it be salted? Your spiritual content is that savor. When Adam lost his savor, he lost his place in destiny. He became a wanderer. That's why you have a right to jealously guard your spiritual walk with God so as to make the most of your journey on earth. My prayer today is that no one will allow the devil ride on his back anymore. Amen. Salvation is a choice. Godliness is a choice. Choose what you will. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want everlasting life? Then receive him. As many as received him, he gave power to manifest as sons of God. You cannot be empowered to live the kingdom life until you receive the kingdom seed, and his name is Jesus Christ. This is the good news of resurrection. You have changed position. You are now a citizen of heaven. And you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that place is far above where principalities and powers can reach. So your case is different. I'd like you to believe God this morning for a new beginning in your life. I'm going to pray two levels of prayers for you. First, everyone who knows that he has or she has not that kingdom seed in him yet. And you want to receive that kingdom seed this morning. Because that's the only way to bear the kingdom fruit. Without the kingdom seed, you cannot bear the kingdom fruit. If you are here this morning and you want to receive that kingdom seed so you can bear the kingdom fruit, you can gain your access to the heavenly places, please stand to your feet. I'll pray with you first. I'm he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive, and I live forevermore. Every spiritual virtue you connect with today shall be with you forever. Now, I'd like you to take a piece of paper in your hand, and whatever you consider a spiritual need of your life, make your choice regarding them. Your word life needs attention. Your prayer life is dying before your very eyes. Your word practice is near zero. You just write it and you quote it and you leave it there. There are certain habits that are formed like concrete in your life that needs to be broken. There's a mighty power at resurrection that is able to rend the rocks and quake the earth. It's there. Most of the time we are not sensitive to our spiritual needs. That's why we become needy. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, and to be carnally minded is death. If the ultimate is to grow to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, then you can tell how far away we are from it. Every time they say, what are your needs? My business, my career, my children. Now, what are your spiritual needs? What are your spiritual needs? Many are going through a spiritual drought. full of religion without the proof of realities. How much of a hold has the word of God in your life? You may be over religious, you can never be over spiritual. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, shall meditate upon it day and night. Remove day and night from your day, what remains? He spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing. Whose delight is in the law of his God, and upon it he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves also will not wither. He shall bring forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. He meditates therein day and night. What are the things that fill your thought life? Hear me and hear me well. We were talking about commanding prosperity in austerity. That is commanding supernatural supplies in the season of scarcity. It answers only to spiritual men and women. It doesn't answer to preachers. It doesn't answer to elders. It doesn't answer to bishops. It answers only to spiritual men. The apostles were never hammering on money, yet they didn't lack nothing. Jesus had a most buoyant ministry. He was not harassing people for money. He was in command. From today, where you are looking for two, 10 will be answering you. Because you will be in command. You will be in command. You will be in command. I'd like you to please understand that. Put down your spiritual needs. They are the very root of your other needs. When your spiritual needs are met, all your other needs will be met along with it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your father knows that you need them, but you don't need to seek them. Just seek me and you'll be in command of them. They'll be answering to you on their own accord. This is your time. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
This is your time.
Amen.
This is your time.
Amen.
In all areas of your life, all areas of your life, no matter how much scarcity there is in the world, the God of Elijah is still God in heaven. And he still has his flour mills in heaven. He will supply the flowers you need. He will supply the oil you need. All you need is to be under his authority so you can be able to command authority. If you have written that, rise to your feet. That is the choice you are making. You are making a choice before the Most High God right now. I'd like you to lift that choice up to God, because you have been endued with the power of choice. You have been endued with the power of choice. Every spiritual concern that you have, make your choice for what you want. You have noted it. Now present it to God. Jesus, these are the areas where I desire a new fire in my life. And list it to him. New fire, new fire, new fire, new fire. The fear of the Lord is the foundation for a great future. The fear of the Lord is the fertilizer of destiny. Spirituality is the custodian of every great destiny in the kingdom. Jesus, quicken my mortal body. Jesus, quicken my soul. Jesus, quicken my spirit afresh. Lift up your voices and present it to him in your spirit and in your understanding. I desire a higher walk with you. begin to bind whatsoever thing you don't want. I bind you. I bind you. Forces of lukewarmness, I bind you. Every sinful habit, begin to bind them in the name of Jesus. Every form of spiritual laxity, spiritual carelessness, begin to bind them in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me a new beginning. Hallelujah. Give me a new beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every choice for godliness you have made today is turned to you for a testimony. Whatever you are bound today, He's bound in heaven forever. Whatever you have loosed today, He's loosed in heaven for you forever. I decree a new fire in your spiritual life. I decree a new grace in your walk with God. I curse all the forces of lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. I bind all the forces of spiritual laxity in the name of Jesus. I command new fire in your prayer room. I command new fire in your word study. I command new fire in your word practice. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please get seated. Let's serve the communion right now. Let the stewards take their positions. Put that paper inside your Bible. It is sealed in heaven. It is sealed in heaven. Your spiritual life will be a surprise to yourself from henceforth. And watch how much command you are gaining. Thank you, Jesus. As you partake of this communion, I'd like you to reach out for the nature of God to be transmitted into you. The life of the flesh is in the blood. When people misbehave or are given to some deadly habit, they say it is in their blood. Godliness is in the blood of Jesus. As you partake of this blood today, your consciences will be purged from every evil work. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And watch the command that will be coming into your hand. 2 weeks of the time we're going to dedicate this place, we required 178 million naira more. How much? We didn't borrow, we didn't beg, we didn't even announce to anybody. But Jesus did it. You can be in command any day, any time when you have God's hand on your life. In this hour of scarcity, your family will never feel it. In this season of economic drought, you will stand out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone where you are, please stand to your feet. Lift up your right hand and say, I receive the life of God through this table today. I receive the nature of God through this table tonight. I receive the nature of Christ from this blood today. I receive the strength of Christ to do His will in my body through this flesh today. This is my hour. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, once again we thank you for your death and resurrection, which has conferred on us a change of position. We thank you for the reality of our translation from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your own dear Son. And we thank you for the power of choice conferred on us. The choice for salvation for all, and the choice for godliness for the saints. We thank you. And now we partake of this blood as a seal of our choice. Let this mark the beginning of a new dawn. Let everyone's desire today return with him for a testimony. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Please don't receive this like at other times. Receive it on a spiritual platform. You are praying to take it. You are praying after you have taken it. You are assimilating the nature of God into your entire system for a change of story. Watch out. Watch out. Something unusual is about happening in your life. The sick will be healed on this table. The oppressed will be set free at this table. Every need shall be met on this table. In the name of Jesus. Every choice you have made for godliness today, if Jesus tarries, by this time next year, you are only growing in them. I pray today that the blessings of resurrection follows you home. Everything that has shut anyone here in the grave is broken off you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcasts. For prayers and counseling, please call 01-7747-546, 01-7747-547, or 01-7747-548. Or you can write to PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com for online purchases of over 50 books of anointed materials from Bishop David Oyedepo. Live a victorious life.